Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I'll gather my transactions in big bits, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where
to me is better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover, E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Happy Thursday, everybody. I am Sammy Brooks, and you've all just tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I'm so excited that we are here. We missed last Thursday because me and Sage were just too busy masturbating. We did not have time to do our show. So that is why we took last Thursday off. I thought that was a good excuse. Yeah.
That's a great really excuse.
Masturbation is always a good excuse for everything. Oh, my sexy Miss Sage, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on? You know, what kind of naughty stuff do you have going on at the studio? Fill me in.
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm doing a voyeur show. My boobies are out right now while I'm talking
Holy
to you.
Holy shit. All right, everybody listening, Miss Sage Montana. She has her goddamn Okay, I have to, jump in here and say, those are not tits. Those are a ginormous fucking, sweater towels. Those are, your fucking tits are so huge, you could smother, my ass with those things. They're so freaking big.
Probably.
And I got a big ass. I know, right? I got a big ass. So if you guys would love to go see Sage's titties right now, she is live on StreamAid, and you can go to her personal link, which is sagemontana.cammodels.com. And you will see those ginormous tatas that are out right now. I'm telling you, it's worth it. And if you're lucky, she might bend over and show you those beautiful butterfly wings that she has on her
ass. Oh, I'm sure I will at some point.
Oh, my gosh. So how's everything else going with the studio and all your crazy girls that you have there?
Everything's going good. I got an email today from your buddy telling me that our studio was nominated for Best Studio.
Yay! Okay, you need to send me that link so I can start tweeting that out.
Yes,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to print something to put with all the girls' checks tomorrow so they can go in and vote and get their guys to vote.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And what she's referring to, everybody, is the Adult Webcam Awards that's coming up in January 20th and 21st. Of course, January 21st is the fan day, and we're going to be at the Alexis Park Hotel Resort in Las Vegas, so y'all will be able to come and meet us. And all you cam models out there listening, you still have until I believe it's the end of December to get nominated for your nomination. I'm one of the organizers. You think I'd have all this shit down to a T, but no, I don't. I've been like crazy busy trying to get all kinds of stuff done and booking cam models for the show and all this stuff. But anywho, yeah, for you guys, mark your calendars for that. If you want more information on the Adult Cam Awards, make sure you're following me on Twitter at SammyBrook69, and I will definitely send you all the details. I'm not going to tell you my phone number because I don't want any sexual phone calls because y'all are fucking pervs, and I ain't going to give you my number. Just saying. Unless you're a friend, like Sage. Unless you're a friend, you ain't going to get it. And we're going to have a yummy guest coming up, which I have to tell you, Sage, this young lady, which I call her young lady because I swear to Jesus, she looks like she's 18 and she's 30.
She does. I was looking at that today.
Right? She looks like a baby. Like, I'm just like, there's no way this chica can be 30 years old. There's no way an AC double hockey stick. No way. And she's so freaking yummy and cute, and I cannot wait to have her on here in a little bit. Which I'm going to tell you guys who that is here in a few minutes. She's going to be coming on, gracing our show with her absolute wonderful presence, her nice titties and ass, her presence, her titties and her ass. She's so stinking cute. Like, you just want to pick her up and just, like, just squeeze her and just, she's a spinner, definitely. Like, she's so tiny, this little itty-bitty thing. I'm just like, oh, jeez. Put her in between us, and we wouldn't even be able to see her because our tits and our ass would cover her up. Literally. So we're going to have Miss Natalia, a darling, is going to be on here. Oh, in about 12 minutes, we're going to bring the sexy girl on. But I have something. I'm going to be a webcam model bitch right now, Sage. I have to tell you, I am so disgusted with some of these cam models on StreamMate.
Uh-oh.
It's really bugging the piss out of me. Because, and I'm only doing the bitch moment because of the fact that, you know, I want us to have cam models that come on to the radio show that enjoy their job. You know, and there's been cam models that I was like, I'll look at their Twitter and I'll see their pictures. I'll be like, oh, that chica, she is smoking. And then I go into their chat room, and all they're doing is bitching and complaining about their damn traffic or the fact that they just pretty much hate life. I'm so over these cam models.
Yeah. Like, I've seen a lot putting up, like, you know, complaining it's slow or this or that. And I mean, just chill out and hang out and have fun with your guys. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
I know we all want to get frisky, but just, you know, chill out and have fun with them. And you'll get shows. And the show, I've noticed that it is a little slow, but my shows are longer because I think they're appreciating that I'm with them. I'm not getting a ton of short shows. Like, I mean, I'm getting guys popping in out of private, but that's normal. But, like, the guy that initiates the show, he's usually in there a lot longer now. So it might take me longer to convince them, but no complaints, you know. Get online with a good attitude
right.
And good things. And if you're negative, then, you know, that's what happens.
Yes, you negative Nancy's out there listening, and yes, we're referring to you cam models who like to bitch and complain sitting in your chat room while these men would love to just stroke their fucking cocks to you. Listen, and listen wisely. Get off your goddamn cell phone, quit your goddamn bitching, and just masturbate. Smile and look pretty.
Yeah, I look pretty. I just told another girl, if you get online looking like a ragamuffin, you're going to make ragamuffin money. So quit crying.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy. Oh, my gosh. That is so true. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I have found some cam models, you know, either on Twitter or other sites, whatever, and I go in and I'm stuck in their chat room because I'm thinking, okay, this girl, you know, this is potential for the radio show. You know what? Maybe I'll bring this one on. And then I just look at their presence while they're live, and I'm thinking, if this is how you are on live cam, like, you are literally broadcasting yourself to everybody in the world. And if that's how you are going on live cam, I could only imagine what they look like when they're in everyday life. Like,
yeah, like, a lot of these guys have to deal with their wives who don't really want to get ready or don't want to spice
right.
things up, or girlfriend get comfortable. You can't be comfortable on cam. Like, take pride in what you're selling yourself and get ready
exactly.
and be cute.
Uh-huh. You have to. You got to do your, like, even if some girls don't do makeup, okay, if you don't wear makeup, at least make your hair presentable and make your room presentable.
Yeah, put some gloss on and you'll be fine.
Yeah, seriously. Well, you know, it is almost Halloween. It's almost Halloween. Put on a fucking mask if you have to.
Right.
Just say. Oh, my Lanta, I swear to bejesus. If some of these girls could just really, I wish they would, some of them would record themselves and then go back and watch it. Because,
you know what? When I'm training girls, like, once they've been with me for 30 days, if they're still, like, struggling, I'll do, like, a webcam 101 class, and I take about a week of recording them. And when they come to the class, everyone in the class sits and watches each other while they're in free chat so that they can see
that,
and learn, because it really does help.
No, seriously,
really
that
help.
Is absolutely amazing, just because of the fact that girls don't realize, oh, my gosh, okay, I have a computer. I'm going to buy a webcam. I'm going to get online. I'm going to make all this money. No, girlies. Sorry. Yeah, this goes for the guys, too. This goes for all you cam models out there. No matter what gender you are, couples, trans, male, female, whatever the heck you are, whatever you got dangling between your legs, whatever. You seriously cannot just buy a webcam, turn on your computer, and go online and just think that you're going to be able to masturbate and make money. It don't work that way.
No.
It really does not. You've got to really work. I call them sex sponsors, everybody knows. You got to work your crowd. You have to draw them in. You have to have personality. You just have to be personable and just have fun, like, actually enjoy what you're doing, because like I said 2 weeks ago when we were on here, Walmart's always hiring, just saying. They're always hiring, and their minimum wage was raised, so, you know, you can go make your, I don't know what they're paying now, 10 or 12 bucks an hour, like, whatever they're paying, so, you know, you always got a job somewhere, Mickey D's, Walmart, but webcamming to me is the best and biggest experience I've ever had in my entire life. Well, okay, shooting porn was an amazing experience, too. Oh, I can't leave that one out. That was completely an experience of its own kind. Oh, my Linda. Just saying. And I want to say to you, Sage, absolutely cannot wait to see you in January. I'm, like, in just heaven, because I want to see the little bambino.
I know. I'm so excited, too.
Yeah, is there any way you can pull? Can you pop that thing out any earlier? Like,
I'm hoping that he comes, like, the 13th is kind of what I'm hoping.
Right? Before Christmas? That'd be so freaking
yes,
awesome.
Yes.
You're just going to have to. Just go in and say, you know what? We just got to push it out. Just do it.
I'm going to have to, like, go four-wheel driving or something. Have lots of sex or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, speaking of four-wheel driving, well, we're going to look at a new freaking Tahoe this weekend, so maybe we'll just pick you up in December and do some four-wheel driving.
Yeah, or we can hook it up.
Right? Oh my Lanta, that's so freaking hilarious. And I've been picking out baby clothes for the little Benzino baby. I know, I'm gonna show up with this like huge box of stuff for you. And I'm gonna be like, okay, Auntie Sammy's here, even though you don't know who the fuck I am, here you go. There's all this cute stuff. And don't worry, we'll find you a girlfriend that can have a webcam later on.
I know, I told the guys online that I was really excited that it's a boy, and they're like, oh yeah, because I guess boys don't get on webcam. And I'm like, my son might. He might meet a hot girl and want to get on cam and bang it out. You never know.
I actually have. I have three guys, for all you ladies out there listening. I have three guy cam models lined up to be on the show. So,
ooh, cool.
I like it when we have the guys on every once in a while. I think it's awesome because, you know, we have our girl perspective, but when it comes to guys doing webcam, completely different change of world. Completely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially if they're slow cam models. Like, it's a complete different ball game, and they have something that they can tell us that we would never even expect in our chat rooms. Like, yeah. So I'm going to have that coming up. There's so much I could say that I'm just not going to say. So we'll have some yummy men joining us on the show very soon for all you ladies out there listening. I'm not going to tell you the names right now because I don't want to spoil the fun. But we are going to have Miss Natalia McKenzie coming on here in a few short minutes. She'll be telling us about her webcamming experiences and all that good stuff. And not only is she sexy, but this little thing, I'm just going to say it again, this little spinner, sexy little cam model, she is a smart little cookie, I'm telling you right now. She is, like, going to school and hopefully going to be finishing with her doctorate in psychology. I mean, hello.
Wow.
Right? When people say cam
models,
they're stupid.
Well, what a good job to do this while she's going to school for psychology.
Like, she's totally she's reading into every one of these men online, so you guys watch out, you're not going to pull one over on her.
Like, no
right, no. She's like, I'm already two steps ahead of you, so just so you think you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that dirty brain of yours. Oh my gosh. And speaking of, you know, let's bring her on a couple minutes early because I'm excited to have her on the show, and she's excited. And not only that, she is Hot Chick of the Week for Ronnie Munn, which some of you don't know. If you don't know what that is, go on to Twitter. Every week, Ronnie Munn has a hot chick that he loves to put on Twitter and focus on her photos and the model, or whether it be a model or a dancer, whoever. But this week, Miss Natalia, she is the hot chick of the week. And I'll tell you what, she's been posting some yummy freaking pictures on her Twitter. And make sure you go check them out at Cam Model Natalia. So go check her out. I'm telling you right now. Let me bring this little chica in. Are you there, my sexy girl?
I am here.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I am great. Thank you.
You know, oh my gosh, Sage, you know who she sounds like? She sounds like Melissa.
Oh, she does kind of, huh?
Doesn't she? She has Melissa's voice. I'm like, she's got that cute little voice. Like, wow, it sounds like
I sound like a little kid.
Well, no,
I was
going to
say, you look by far younger than you are.
Well, that's a good thing as I keep getting older.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I think my lucky stars, even though I'm starting to get some more little wrinkles in little places, I still thank the Lord that I got good genes. I do. Thank the freaking vodka, red wine, and tanning. So, Miss Natalia, I want you to tell us your experience with web camming, because I know that you're going to school, you know, you're like got this amazing, you know, adventure ahead of you with finishing your school and hopefully ending up with your doctorate in psychology. So with your web camming, what made you get into web camming? Like, how did you fall into this venture?
Well, I had a baby and I needed a job where I could kind of work at home because daycare was so expensive. And I was living at home with my mom at the time, actually. And so I started camming in the back room there, actually. And
oh my gosh.
Within a couple months, I mean, it was, I've loved it ever since I've started. I don't have any problem with traffic these days. I'm not in open chat for longer than maybe 5 minutes at a time. I absolutely love it. It's, the last couple of years have been challenging with school, but this last year I've really been able to focus more on camming, and I've just really, really, really started to like it. And I'm really looking forward to the Adult Webcam Awards coming up in January.
Right.
Are you coming?
I am,
yes.
Yay! Yep, I've got my ticket, got my hotel room, and I've got a friend coming with me, so we're ready to go.
That is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait. This is one thing I have to say is this webcam, the Adult Webcam Awards, it's going to be so amazing because it's all cam models, whether it's male, female, transgender, whatever. It's all about webcamming. So I am going to throw this out there, and you girls can respond to it. What I want to see is all of those hater cam models, I want to see how you're going to act to our faces. When you actually meet us, I want to see how you really act. Or how fake you act, I should say. How fake you act.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting.
It's going to be very, very interesting. And then, you know, after the awards are done, you know, girls, after the awards are done, you know, whoever wins their awards, you know, whatever, you know, that's all done. You know, everybody goes and sits down. I wonder how much some of these girls and guys are just going to be like, really? And then going to be, like, doing the whole hating thing. It's going to be fun. I'm excited just to see how many girls' bad sides come out.
Yeah, I'm excited just to get away, go on vacation.
Right. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be awesome. Have you been to Vegas before?
One time, but I was only 17 when I went, so didn't get to have
the
real fun.
You didn't have a cocktail. You couldn't do anything.
Nope. Yeah, this time I'm going to get to really experience Vegas.
Oh, I'm going to have fun with. Don't worry, we'll be talking before that anyway. Yeah, we're going to totally have fun.
Yeah, I'm
and I
so
can't
excited.
Wait. Sage will be able to have fun. She'll be able to be like, "Oh yeah, I'm free. Oh yeah, it's on."
Right? Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, you're going to school. You know, you have your kid. How many hours a week do you put in for your webcamming with your schooling?
While I'm in school, I probably only cam 4 days a week, between 2 to 5 hours a day. But while I'm on break,
wow.
I usually cam Monday through Friday, a couple hours up to maybe 5 hours a day. After
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. but after, right now, I'm actually taking a break from school until March. That way I can focus during our busy season, get ready for the awards, and just really focus on camming right now. So I'm on break, actually, until March.
Oh, sweet. So that means everybody out there listening, you're going to be able to see Natalia's yummy vagina and ass. And by the way, her gorgeous tits. You're going to be able to see her all the time. So y'all make sure you, yeah, make sure you check her out. I'm telling you right now.
Yep, I'll be online quite a bit here the next couple months.
Yay.
Sweet.
So, Sage, do you have any interesting questions for Miss Natalia?
Actually, I was going to ask her because I've seen on her profile that one of the things that turns her on is that she likes to do where she doms the guys. So I'm curious if you've ever had any guys do anything like crazy funny for you.
Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you the things that I have seen. My favorite thing to do is to make a guy jerk off in his mouth and come in his mouth. That is my absolute favorite thing, and I have to have a cam because I have to be able to see this.
Right.
Yes, that's my favorite.
It's so funny because she's so, like, because you're 30 years old, and when you look at you, I mean, you're just this, like, so young looking. Like, I swear to bejesus, you look like you're 18, 19 years old. You do not look 30. I'm just saying.
I'm not as innocent as I look, I promise.
And it's so funny when you hear that. I love to see a guy jack off in his mouth. I'm just like, okay, when I picture how innocent and young you look, I'm thinking, oh, my Lanza.
She looks so young. That's why I was curious, because she has such a young look, but she does some dom shows, so I was curious how well that works out for her.
Right?
Yeah, I can get a good attitude going on. And sometimes being on cam, you get extremely frustrated and you want to talk shit, but you can't. So when you get the customer that wants you to talk shit, you're like, yes, please, let's do this. I've got some shit to talk.
Oh my gosh, you know what, that's actually good advice for girls that are frustrated when they're online and they are just like, oh my gosh, you know, like they have that look on their face like, I'm hating my life right now, I'm hating my job. Girls, take heed to this. You know what, if you're frustrated, hold it in and wait for that one customer that really wants you to dominate them and take that shit out on them because they love it.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. And speaking of advice, what is advice that you could give to other cam models, you know, that might be helpful that you've learned over your years of webcamming?
The most important things, I think, are good lighting, smile, be nice, and don't put up with bullshit, but don't be mean either, you know.
Right.
They will try to take advantage of you. So don't, you know, make sure you stand your ground on what you want to do and what you don't. But, you know, smile and be nice. That's the most important thing. And pay attention. Look at the camera, not anything else in your room, like your phone.
Right.
We say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Girls and their cell phones. I swear to be Jesus. Like, I do not get it. Like, having your phone in your room, okay, if you have children and they're at school or whatever, okay, I get it. Or if you're changing a song on your freaking playlist on your phone, okay, I get it. But when you constantly sit there and, you know, when girls are sitting there and they're just constantly on their phone, it's like, do you think a guy wants to come into a chat room and watch this? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, they see this all the time, like, from their wives or their kids. I'm like, no. Okay, that's not a turn. I just want you to see you fuck yourself. That's what they want.
Yeah, I really don't have time to play on my phone, you know, otherwise you're missing what's going on in your chat room.
Exactly.
I just like to take dirty pictures while I'm online, and usually when I take them with my phone, then guys want to buy them. So kind of
there you go.
Right.
Exactly. That's a good one, too.
That's what girls should be doing. It's like, right? It's like, take the pictures instead of texting and being pissed off at the studio that you work with. Just like, because I just know from personal experience with other girls, what they do, what they say. Oh, my Lanza. So I have a question for you, Miss Natalia. So when it comes to customers in your chat room, say you're sitting there and all of a sudden you get flooded with all these customers coming into your room and you don't see a couple of them or they don't talk to you, do you block? Are you one of the, are you like a cock blocker? Do you like to block
no.
them in the chat room?
No, absolutely not. Only time I block somebody is if they're being harassing, but the most, no, I very rarely block. But
so,
those who do are just, you know, sending them my way.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I have said this before. I've always thanked girls who keep blocking their customers who, which there's quite a few girls on the front page all the time that I see on there. And, you know, because I troll through cam models on different sites just so I can get them on to the show. But I watch their personality and how they interact, because if you are a gorgeous cam model, you know, that is, you know, top 10, whatever, you can be the biggest bitch that I click on when I watch their show. And I can see them blocking people. And I'm like, I don't want a negative Nancy on the show. Are you kidding me? I mean, maybe to start a little controversy, maybe every once in a while I should have a bitchy model on. I have a few names I could pick out of a hat and bring on, but, you know, that's not my style. That's not how me and Sage roll.
Right.
We try to keep this to the nice Nancys, not the negative Nancys. Oh, my goodness. So, Natalia, what else do you have going on besides webcamming and getting ready for Vegas? Anything,
well,
like,
as
any
you mentioned,
crazy shows?
Any crazy shows?
Yeah, like crazy
no.
webcam shows?
Oh. Not planned. I could. The possibilities are endless. I do have, I'm going to be doing a Vegas date night raffle. The tickets can
Ooh.
Be purchased on my Cam Model Store website, which is cammodelstore.com/Natalia McKenzie. We'll be drawing the winner 3 weeks before the Adult Webcam Awards show, and I will be doing a two-hour dinner date on the 20th of January with whoever the winner is.
That's
Ooh.
Awesome. Okay,
so that should
be
very fun.
That.
I'm excited for that.
I better be winning that. I'm just saying.
Sammy, we might have to do that and see if we can't win a menage a trois.
Right.
Yes, that would
oh,
be a great
my
idea.
Gosh.
You know
oh,
what I thought would be fun was to have, you know, a couple girls and then sell guaranteed seats to your a drink, dinner and drinks night with who, you know, a couple girls or whatever, and
right.
then you can sell guaranteed seats or raffled seats off as well.
Yeah,
with
that
it,
is
with
a
it just
fabulous
being
idea.
Me, yeah, with it just being me, I don't think people would want to purchase tickets to go with, you know, like two guys and one girl. But if it was three girls, they wouldn't mind going with other guys. So then
right,
you
right.
sell, you know, more than one seat. But since it's just me going, but if you girls did that, that would be fun to have kind of a group date. And then you could sell guaranteed
I do have
seat.
To say that you're underselling yourself because you're so freaking hot and just, like, yummy. Like, seriously, like, you're totally underselling yourself on that one because you're just way too damn. Your personality and everything about you is just amazing. And
well,
this is I seriously, because this is what other cam models need to realize. When you become a cam model, it's not just buying a camera and a computer and getting yourself online. It's all about you making this the most amazing journey that you could ever possibly do in your entire life. Because this is something that, like, for me, it's been a career, and for Sage, it's been a career. And now she's done so very well and has her studio going, and with you, you're doing very well for yourself, and you, you're putting yourself through school, you know. So with some camera models, they just think, oh, God, I hate my job. I bought a webcam and I'm not making any money. It's like it's actually, you know, this is a career for a lot of us women, and we really enjoy what we do. Like even after – oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say I actually consider this my career right now because I love it so much. And every day, you know, it's expanding more and more. So right now that's why I've kind of slowed down with school because at this time I don't really want to work in the psychology field right now. I want to keep working in the CAM field and then, you know, finish school as I'm going because I really like this. So it definitely can be a
career. That's what girls need to know. Girls need to know that from, you know, from us CAM models that actually enjoy what we do because there's so many CAM models out there that really hate turning on that camera. And when they do, it really shows. So if you're having a bad day, models, just don't turn your camera on. If you don't know how to turn on your game face, then do not turn on your freaking computer. Just saying. If you're not a good actress, pop the fuck out, go find something else to do, go shopping, wash your vagina, whatever, wash your hair, but do not turn on your computer if you're having a bad day, because everybody can see it.
That is very true.
Very, very true. So, Natalia, go ahead, Sage.
I was going to ask, how do you like your CAM model store? I have a lot of girls interested in doing it. Is it something that you have to spend a whole lot of time, like, doing?
No. They do all the setup and design. You do pay, when I started, it was $149, and they do all the setup and design, and then I just add and manage my store product. There's another website, is it Model Centro? Yeah, they take, I believe, 5% more commission than CAM Model Store, but they don't charge for setup. So they're similar and the same, but CAM Model Store, you get a little bit more of the commission back. They take, I can't remember how much. I think I get 75% back after credit card processing and everything.
So if you have,
I really like it.
Oh, go ahead, Sage.
Yeah, I've heard of the Model Central, however you say it, but and I went on there, and it's kind of difficult setting it all up. Like, there's a lot of stuff to set up. I'd rather just pay the bigger fee.
CAM Model Store, I sent them a couple images, and the next day they had my whole website designed, checkout ready to go, and all I had to do was, you know, post on images of my product, list the description, and then they approve the product. And from there, if I want to change prices, you know, remove something, add something, all I do is just log in, and it's super easy. I love it.
Nice. That's awesome. So then, okay, you girls know, because we're all on StreamMate, and we know that we cannot offer our panties or anything. We're not supposed to, but we know that other girls are getting away with it and they're just not getting in trouble. Damn it. but, you know, it's one of these things where we're on StreamMate and so many guys always ask, oh my gosh, can I buy your soiled panties? Can I, you know, get this? Can I get that? Can I get your shoes, your bras? What the fuck ever? Can I buy a used dildo from you? Which I've had asked so many times. Which is fine, you know. Guys, you want to buy a dildo?
I have
so
one.
You can put them in
for
your belt. Butt. But the thing is, it's like, this is what I think with StreamMate. You know, if we were able to offer that on StreamMate, do you know how much more money the girls could actually pull in? Don't you girls agree?
Yes.
Like, definitely.
StreamMate would make more money, and we would make more money. But we have to
think about it. I wouldn't wipe as much.
Right. But now we have to resort to doing other sites like CAM Model Store, you know, and whatever other ones that you're able to sell your things off of, which is fine. I'm okay with it because I want to sell my shit. I'll show you my goddamn dirty panties.
I just want it to be easy.
Right, right. Very, very easy. Easy, breezy, beautiful. And I will give, you know, these other sites like CamelStore.com, you know, kudos because the girls can actually do their Skype shows and they are not put in harm's way of their IP addresses being found out and all this other stuff. So girls out there that are doing Skype shows, be very, very careful.
I always wondered what the what the thing with the whole Skype. I don't particularly like to do Skype shows myself. I offer them on my Cam Model Store, but for a very high rate because I don't particularly like to do them. I never knew what the fascination was, but that must be it.
I think the guys think that the girl will charge them less per minute.
Yeah.
Because they're keeping the percentage, but for me, if I'm going to do a Skype show, I don't want to charge too much less because the risk is higher.
Exactly, exactly. That's the way it's
and
you know,
have
for
to,
girls. Oh, go ahead.
And you have to log out, you know, reset. It's a pain in the butt setting up to do a show. So to do a show somewhere else, you know, you have to completely undo all your settings, reset up, to, you know, to go do a 5 or 10 minute Skype show for $20. I'd rather stay on StreamMate and make that, you know, in a heartbeat anyways.
Exactly. And speaking of settings, what do you think, Natalia, of the new StreamMate settings? How are you liking those?
The new encoder settings?
Is that what I actually cannot run them. You mean the StreamMate broadcasting one?
Wait, what settings are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody got that email to test the new broadcaster.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. We'll go into that in a couple weeks then.
I'm like, wait, what?
Not everybody's testing that one.
The only thing new that I know of is the new encoder settings, which my computer,
yes.
I can run the legacy HD files, but I cannot run the new file.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
All right.
Some just got that email and some are testing the other, so.
Gotcha. Well, Sage, to you, what do you think about the new broadcasting? Are you using that one now, Mar?
I'm on it now.
Oh, are you? Okay. Do you like it better?
Well, actually, the only issue that I've seen is that I actually have to log on to my direct link to see myself to see if what I'm looking at matches what the customers see. Like as far as my lighting, which I've sent in some screenshots to kind of show them that.
Right,
but
right.
Other than that, like it's on version 11 now. So, I mean, it they definitely did from version 9 to version 11. It's definitely running more smoothly. It's not, I mean, aside from having to constantly download it every time you're going to use it. But other
right,
than that.
Right, yeah, that's what just happened to me yesterday because I was like, fuck, I have to download it again?
I think once it's working normally, like when it's something that everyone can use, then we won't have to do that anymore.
I think it's going to be awesome. And which Natalia, she'll find out very soon. It's actually an awesome feature that they have now or that they're going to have very soon. And it's going to make all cam models much more happier.
Yay.
Seriously. It's going to be so much nicer and easier. All it is click, click, and you're on.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
thankful that you guys are doing the testing because I do not have patience for that stuff.
neither do I all the time. I don't. I revert back to the old version every once in a while when I get pissed off. I'm like,
cool.
Murder trucker, that's it. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have an amazing caller that always loves to call and talk to us girls that's been waiting patiently. And let me bring him in. Sweet pea, darling, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Natalia. How are you all doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that, sweet pea. I just wanted to make sure I got all of Natalia's, you know, info in there and had a little chance to talk to her. Do you have any questions for her, baby doll?
Yes, I'm looking at her Twitter page, and I'm noticing there's like the hot chick of the week thing. If she can go into a little bit more about that, if possible.
Yes, Ronnie Mund is Howard Stern's limo driver and head of security at the Stern Show. And every week on his Twitter, he chooses a hot chick of the week to promote. So I am his hot chick of the week this week, all week, and I am tweeting out anywhere between 7 to 11 images a day for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. It's absolutely awesome. She deserves it because she's so stinking, like, cute, hot, and sexy all into one. Wouldn't you agree, sweetie?
Absolutely. And I was wondering... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was wondering, do you think they can make the stats public to their fans on streaming? Like, let's say how many views a week each a certain cam model is getting, you know, for that week, and that way that people can flock to those models more often.
I don't think they'll do that. I think that's something that... that other website that I'm not going to say because I'm live, but that's kind of what they do. But I can just tell you that the girls that are listed on the front page, like the way the site does it is girls are listed and they're in brackets of hundreds. So the girls that are 1 to 100 are your more top front pagers, your 200 and on. It's based like that. So if you're looking at girls on that top page, they are definitely your more popular models.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so again, models out there, smile, look pretty, and have fun, and put your time in.
Yeah.
You don't put your time
and you
in.
You definitely earn it. Yeah, don't think you can't ever get there just because there's a ton of models already there, because I've seen a lot of models that years ago were 5-star models, and today they're 4-star models, and they're like on page 2 or 3, you know,
right?
Out of 100. And you know what? A lot of these girls that are starting out, they're taking over, and some of the older models, they really got to get it together and get with the times and update what they're doing, and because these young girls are coming in and kicking butt. Well, even some of the old ones, because I've hired some pretty badass grannies lately.
Well, not only that, but it's all about our personality. It's about the cam model's personality. If you don't bring out that personality, you're screwed. Just hang it up. Like I said, go get a part-time job somewhere else because y'all suck with those attitudes.
Yeah, when I started camming on Stream 8. I started back on page 8 and I was busy. I mean, I didn't know what page I was on. I thought I was up on page 1 because, you know, I had plenty of traffic. I made plenty of money back then. So
yeah,
page 8's not bad.
It's all about your personality.
Yep, and I've heard directly from the owner's mouth that there are girls on that, you know, page 10 making, you know, $50+ an hour. So you can do it. If you have the personality, your looks are just the cherry on top.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Oh, my gosh. That is completely true. So true, so true. Sweetie, what more do you have for us, darling?
I was just thinking that also perhaps maybe that when the StreamMate does its next update, they can do an advanced search option, like basically where they could do cam models by the letter, maybe of their first name or something, the way it's easily defined or something, or their region where they're in, like U.S. or Canada or wherever.
You can search by region.
Oh, you can, okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking like by alphabetical as well, you know.
Yeah, you can search by, you know, what language she speaks, her region, different features, her ratings. That's another thing, like you said, like girls who get more views. You can look at girls who are only 5 stars or 3 stars. I don't know if you're into 3-star models.
Or if it says, you know, you're into big boobs, like you got the boobs or the MILFs. But up at the very top of the page, I mean, you just put their name in. Like, say you're I'll just use Sage. Like, say you put in SAGE, then every model on the site that has that SAGE in their profile name, they all pop up. So then you're going to be able to find. Go ahead.
Plus, anything that you, if guys would use the tags on models' profiles correctly, if you tag your models with something special about that model, like, okay, mine, I have people who tag me as butterfly booty. So anytime they put in the search engine butterfly booty, I'm going to pop up. So if they don't remember me, my name, but they remember my butt, you know, they can find me again. So if you just tag your models and use those tags for, and don't use the tags to talk shit to the model, but use it
right.
to find the girl again, then you can use that tool. That tool is definitely there to help customers find their girls again.
Using tags.
There you go, Sweet Pea. Uh-huh. So, Sweet Pea, you're going to have to figure out how to get to Vegas in January to come see all of us girls, because you've got a gazillion cam models that you need to come. You're going to have to try, baby doll.
I will try my best.
You're going to have to. I'm just saying. So, Sweet Pea, thank you, honey buns. Do you have any more questions for Miss Natalia?
No, just want to say for you all to keep doing with the greatness that you're naturally doing and keep up the great work.
Oh,
thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome and have a great evening.
You too, baby doll. We'll be tweeting you later.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too, honey.
Thanks.
Okay, whoops, did I do it? Ah, shit, damn donkey balls. Whoops. Okay, got it. I almost, like, hung all of you up.
Idiot.
You would think after this many months that I've been doing this freaking show, I would figure out all these damn buttons on this Blog Talk Radio. So we are going to be coming up on the end of our fabulous, sexy cam model hour with myself, Sammy Brooks, Miss Sage Montana, and our lovely, beautiful guest, Miss Natalia McKenzie. So, Miss Natalia, I want you to tell us where we can find you. Like, how do we find your live cam shows? And what is, you know, what amazing things can we see when we click on that beautiful page of yours?
Well, my direct link is XXXNataliaMcKenzie@cammodels.com. I have a large supply of toys that I like to use. I have some scenes and some special places that I like to play with. So I always like to have fun, and I always like to come.
Oh, sweet. Me too. Love it. Love it. And you guys, make sure you follow her on Twitter at CamModelNatalia, and you'll be able to see all those yummy pictures that she's posting all week for Ronnie Munn while she's doing her Hot Chick of the Week, because she is absolutely lovely, beautiful, cute, sexy, everything rolled into one. Like, you're just like this little ball of fun. Like, I cannot
well, thank
wait
you.
I can't wait to meet you in Vegas. We're totally going to be having lunch and dinner, whatever, cocktails, doing who knows what's going to happen in Vegas.
Yeah,
we all
who
get
knows?
Naughty in Vegas. We get naughty in Vegas, right, Sage?
Hell yeah.
Yes, we've had our moments. I have seen those butterfly wings flapping in my hotel room before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, Miss Sage Montana, why don't you give me all your yummy shout-outs that you have out there for everybody?
All right, guys. You can come and see me live, because I am still live right now, at chmontana.cammodels.com. You can follow me on Twitter at sagemontana1 or on Instagram at sageinvegas. And I'd like to give a shout out to all the guys. There was over 60 of them that came into my lawyer show just a little bit ago. Thank you for joining. They should be coming visiting both of you guys, because I kept putting your guys' links up in my room so they can find you.
Oh, so, shit. Somebody's going exclusive. Yeah. I just heard the beep.
Yep. Hold on. I'm excited.
My
boots are on right now.
I love it. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Isn't it funny how we know those beeps? It's like, oh shit,
yeah.
Okay, that's exclusive.
Yep, I'll be getting on cam here pretty soon. I'll be on cam tonight as well.
Yay!
Oh, yay! Sweet. Make sure you tweet that out because I'm going to retweet it for you. I'm not going to be on cam tonight, but I am going to be shooting a couple video clips so I can get my site up and running here in the next couple weeks. So, yeah, that will be awesome, awesome, awesome sauce. Oh, my gosh. And everybody out there listening, thank you so much. You're absolutely fabulous. We love you all. Sweet Pea, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to call in. And I wish I would have given you more time, but I wanted to make sure that Miss Natalia was on for as long as she could because she's so damn cute and sexy. My little cookie monster. She's so yummy. So goddamn yummy. Oh, okay. Before we do go, I do have to ask you, Miss Natalia, do you ever do girl-girl shows or would you ever, like, think about that? Because I know girls are interested in you.
Oh, they are. I never have. If it was the right girl, I probably would consider such things.
So it has to be the right vagina connection is what you're
saying.
That's
right.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. So, guys and girls out there listening, make sure you go and watch Miss Sage Montana. She is live right now at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And Miss Natalia, she will be live later on. And her cam model link is XXXNataliaMcKenzie@XXXCammodels.com. And I will be on for your, you know, vag and penal play tomorrow at Sammy_Brooks.Cammodels.com. And you can always watch or listen to us girls here live on Dollhouse Radio every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And then tonight, I'm actually going to be co-hosting Truth Front to Back with Miss, our host is Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher, and our guests are Nina Dolce and Jackie Childs. I will be on there at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you guys can always follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, also on Facebook, SammyBrooks69, and then on Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69. Yeah, God damn, that's a lot of shit to get out of my mouth in one time. And that's to open a bottle of wine and sit back and chill and maybe masturbate. Jeez. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. Natalia, you're fabulous, darling. And I will be talking to you soon. Sage, go do your thing. Flap those goddamn wings for all those boys and girls.
Thank you for having me on. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, my gosh. You are fabulous, honey. And we're going to end the show with To Care Our Feet. And I'm out, okay? Because this is how we are. We're out. Bye, ladies.
Well,
you're fabulous.
Bye. Hey, girls.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shout
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best thing
smoking. Hey, Dro. You know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank.
I got
Irene Kush, so you know that thing stink. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you want to ride with a killer. Your girl jocking, but pimping do not want to hit her. I'm trying to flip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king.
And as you stood and I said, who was that cutie standing over there? Oh, I never seen you, but I'd be glad to meet you. Treat you to some things you like. Right then and there I said to myself, mission accomplished, step back and fix myself. I just gotta pick.